You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Cliff McCollum, former newspaper editor and representative for our Baldwin County Legislative District. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Lori. How are you?
I appreciate you joining me, even though you're headed to a meeting this morning with Senator Chris Elliott. So thanks for taking the time for the phone call. So we understand Governor Ivey called a special session. Tell us about that.
Well, so we started the regular session on Tuesday.
Okay.
The standard legislative session we have every year. And they, from there, immediately went into the special session to send this about $1 billion in American Relief Plan Act money, the COVID money that was given to the state by the federal government. So about $1 billion, they've got to decide where to go, and it's looking like they've pretty well settled on the different buckets of money it's going to go into. $339 million is going to go to health care costs, and that includes $100 million for our hospitals, about $100 million to reimburse our nursing homes, $25 million for mental health programs and services, and then there's some other minor buckets that those are going into.
Let's stop at the health care. This is reimbursement due to COVID expenses and losses probably from other medical
pretty much
services?
Entirely on those for the hospitals and nursing homes. And then the $25 million for mental health programs and services is not so much reimbursing costs as it is, you know, bolstering programs that already exist or trying to create new ones to address,
okay,
you know, the mental health issues we're very clearly seeing
okay
in our state.
Okay, all right. And then what?
$400 million is going to go to water and sewer infrastructure projects.
Now, how is that divvied out? There's a lot of municipalities and other also private companies with water and sewer. How is that going to be decided where, who gets how much?
So there's already been a program that was set up with the last tranche of ARPA money last year, and it's being managed by ADEM. That's the Alabama Department of Environmental Management, because they're the ones who kind of have oversight over that area. So they've split it into two different buckets. One of them is the clean water bucket. One of them is the drinking water bucket. So depending on which bucket your project fits into, they submit for their project. Talk about, you know, there's some areas that very clearly aren't going to be able to provide matching funds like other areas will. So they'll try to file for, you know, total coverage of the cost. Some areas that do have the means, you know, we'll try to do like a 50-50 match or something like that. But ADEM is the one who is
okay, being
parsed through those choices, and that would be Director Lance LaFleur.
So it's just like a grant application. You're applying for grant money from this the COVID money.
Exactly.
Or the
and $195 million of that $400 million is specifically for high need projects. $200 million will be for public water and sewer systems, and then $5 million is going specifically to the Black Belt region in our state for septic systems. Because Lori, I don't know if you saw that 60 Minutes report last year.
I did not.
We've got areas in the Black Belt region where people's sewage is just basically a ditch in front of their house.
Right.
And no one should have to live like that.
Not to mention what it's doing to our groundwater.
Oh. I can't even imagine.
Okay.
So we've got another $260 million going to improvement and expansion of broadband access, and ADECA will be administering that. And I will give them credit, what they've been working on over the last few years, the federal map that shows who's covered in terms of having good broadband access or not is wildly inaccurate. Especially if you look at the map where they've got Baldwin County, it says most of Baldwin County has reliable, fast broadband access, and we all know that's not the case.
Yeah.
So
this is
ADECA has been has been making their own map that we're going to supply to the federal government to show, actually, here's what it really looks like. But this money will go directly to on-the-ground projects to expand access throughout the state. And I know we've actually already had two grants through the previous year's program awarded up in the north part of Baldwin County. Rabun got one, and somewhere up there in the far north, Tensaw, Little River, somewhere up there, I can't remember off the top of my head. And then there's going to be another $55 million that will go to the Department of Finance that will be distributed to programs like food banks, long-term housing, summer learning programs for kids, some of these organizations that were hit by the pandemic, reimbursing costs and helping, you know, get them back on their feet.
I think the lack
the
of...
The remaining...
Hang on, are we still on internet? Are we still on the broadband? Or are you changing to...
No, this is another $55 million
okay.
That goes straight
All right.
to
Well, let's go back to the broadband or the internet access. That seemed to really come to light, the lack thereof, when school kids had to be virtually educated and so many people started working from home. And that's when the problem really became a much larger issue. So it's good to see that amount of money being distributed. Is that something that will be applied for as well? Or will they just...
Yes, it'll be another grant-based program.
Okay.
And they're actually having some meetings across the state, ADECA is, with key stakeholders. In fact, the Baldwin one is coming up in a few weeks. If you'd like, I know the public will be invited for part of that. I'll make sure I get that information so you can let people know to be there so they can talk about the issues.
Please do. I know that Baldwin County recently, well, in the past several months, they did a survey wanting to know how their residents, their constituents' internet service was. So hopefully that data was provided to ADECA to help with their map.
It has been, and I will tell you, one of the things we have going for us with one of our delegation members is actually on the State Broadband Authority and is a pretty good content area expert in this area, and that is Representative Alan Baker, who is our senior House member in our Baldwin County delegation.
Well, very good. Okay, so what's the next pot of money?
All right, the last little bit, there's $60 million that is going directly to, it's the last payment we have to do to pay back the Alabama Trust Fund that we borrowed from back in 2012 when we were going through some issues left over from the 2008 recession and all the economic issues that were going on at that time. You know, we borrowed that $437 million from the Trust Fund that year. But we've been slow, you know, we've been paying it back. This $60 million makes everything right there, pays everything back. So we now will no longer have those payments going into the trust fund. That frees up some money for us to be able to use for other things. And what those other things will be, we'll see what happens during the regular session. But again, one of our delegation members will have a very key hand in that, as Senator Greg Allbritton is the chairman of the general fund budget in the Senate. So, good guy to have in the delegation when it comes to being where our state's funds are going to be going.
That's great. I remember the trust fund issue back then. Refresh our memories, though. That was, 13 years ago. What is the trust fund? What is that money for? Rainy day type thing?
Basically, yes, it's a rainy day thing that they can tap into when they need it. But statutorily, when they borrow from it, they do have to pay it back, which is a good thing. You know, you need to pay back what you borrow. But all of that money, that little savings account rainy day money, is fueled by the royalty payments that we get for offshore drilling.
Right, that's what I thought. Okay. So, but then what is Go Mesa?
Okay, Go Mesa is the federal government paying, sending us the money they get for the royalties, and it goes directly to the Gulf states who have the offshore drilling off of their coast. So Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and us are the only states that get those payments.
Okay, got it. Thank you for explaining that for us.
No, it can be kind of complicated sometimes. Government is a...
Imagine that.
I know, shocking, right?
So how long is the special session envisioning to go, or has it been set? Is there rule? Aren't there rules about that?
There are. I believe it was called for 2 weeks. I don't know that it will take all that amount of time, because everybody seems to be singing from the same hymn book on where this money is going. So I don't know that it'll necessarily take that long, and then we'll get back into regular session, which Governor Ivey had her State of the State address Tuesday evening, and priorities were pretty much where we expected them to be, including a shout-out to the chairman of our House delegation, Representative Matt Simpson, and his bill, HB1. The governor has made that bill a priority, and that bill will add mandatory minimum jail sentences for trafficking fentanyl.
The only drug that currently does not require jail time with a trafficking conviction in Alabama. I guess because it's just kind of too new.
Well, actually, fentanyl's been around for a while. It has legitimate medical uses. It's been used in hospitals and care facilities for a number of years. And when used correctly, it can be very helpful to people, especially with palliative care, people who are in hospice. You know, it helps ease that transition into the great beyond. But it has been wildly abused and is being peddled out in the streets and pushed. They're dealing death out there, Lori. They're finding this stuff in every possible form and fashion. They're finding fentanyl in marijuana. They're finding it in vape pens. This stuff is killing our... Two-thirds of the overdose deaths in Baldwin County last year, two-thirds, involved fentanyl.
Listen to this stat. This is from the Courier newspaper by Allison Marlowe. The Gulf Coast high-intensity drug trafficking area, which covers multiple states, including Alabama, reported 1,069 fentanyl deaths in Alabama from 2021, up 135% from 2020.
Oh, yeah, no, this... And this is being pushed into our country. What's happening? All the fentanyl is being made over in China. It's being shipped into Central America to these cartels who are mixing it in with the drugs that are being smuggled into our country, and it's killing our people. We've got to do something.
Even in Fairhope, Alabama, Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead tells us they're finding fentanyl in almost everything, including marijuana. Yeah.
Which is, you know, it boggles the mind that people are still out there using and doing this stuff, knowing that this is out there. But this, you look at the statute, Lori, literally every other drug that is illegal in the state, there's a mandatory prison sentence that goes along with it.
And because
this one, all they have to do is pay a fine. And Lori, you take a brick of that fentanyl, which is, you know, you pay about $5,000 for it. You can step on it and push it out into the street. You've got $1.2 million from that $5,000 brick.
And how many people were killed?
We had 67 overdoses last year, if I remember the coroner's report correctly. So two-thirds of that, you're talking about
right.
45, 50 people.
But the potential for that one brick, if it's my understanding, could be thousands.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Lord only then.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that our state legislators are cracking down on that. If only our federal government would do the same with the border and the manufacturers in China and the cartels.
Well, there is actually some movement in the House of Representatives, which, you know, is led by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California. They are trying to float the idea of having these cartels declared as terrorist organizations.
I heard about that. Excellent idea.
You know, because they are. Let's be honest, Lori.
That falls into a different category of how they can pursue them.
Well, I think that would allow the military to get involved, and U.S. military is the finest and best military force in this world. I'm sure they have some great ideas on how to deal
I'm
with
sure.
Them.
Anything else happening in the special session you want to tell us about? And they're off today. They're all off today in meetings, and then when do they go back?
They're all over hither and yon today. There's several that are still up in Birmingham after having gone to the Alabama GOP winter dinner last night, whose speaker was, some of you guys may have heard of him. I don't know. He's a niche figure in the party. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida.
You mean his campaign rally. Okay, yeah.
So he was the guest speaker last night, and a good time was had by all, or so I've heard from the reports back. Some of our folks made it back last night and are taking meetings today with different constituencies, different groups. It's the first week of session. They are all over hither and yon doing the business of the people of Baldwin County.
When do they go back? Monday, Tuesday?
They'll go back Tuesday, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, great. This has been so informative. Thank you, Cliff. I hate to not see your smiling face in person, but I do appreciate you calling and giving us an update with what our Baldwin County legislative members are working on. Thank you.
No, hey, always want to make sure we're keeping folks informed, and I will try to drop by a loaf of homemade sourdough later.
That sounds great. All right. Thank you.
All right, have a good one,
Lori. Bye-bye.